New Jersey lawmakers are scrambling to make certain shore towns don't see a repeat of last summer's unrest, in which several towns down the shore and elsewhere were overrun by mobs of teens and young adults attending pop-up parties organized on social media sites. The events, marked by fights and vandalism, frequently overwhelmed local police departments. W8YY's David Matthau has more.
State Senator Paul Moriarty is sponsoring a bill to toughen penalties for inciting brawls that cause disturbances at public gatherings. He says anyone convicted could face up to 18 months in jail.
Our message to people is that we're going to arrest you. You're not going to just get a slap on the wrist. We hope that that might be a message that people listen to and say, we better not do that in New Jersey anyway.
Moriarty, a Democrat, is teaming up with State Senator Declan O'Scanlan, a Republican, on another measure to give local police crowd management training and the ability to call in the state police if necessary. O'Scanlan says this makes a lot of sense.
These things can get out of control, and we're set up to have it be, you know, to get worse rather than better unless we take some proactive action like this.
One bill has been unanimously approved by the legislature, and the other could be passed in the coming weeks. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.